Proclamation number 7641, dated the July 5th, 1960. Requesting strength for the approaching time. As yet your life is not over. You can still make unlimited use of blessings. You are still being offered my word from above and have a certain amount of spiritual freedom in order to spread this word. In order to live up to it yourselves and to feel the strength of my word. For you are not prevented from kind-hearted activity. You can speak and act according to your will. You can work in my vineyard and be active for me and my kingdom. And you should be conscious of this grace. For one day the time will come when you will be prevented from working for me and my kingdom, and when it will be made difficult for you to live according to my will. By that time you shall have gathered enough strength in order to persevere, even if the enemy takes action against you, for then you will offer him resistance, because it is my strength which will take effect in you and because he is unable to resist me. For this reason you shall gather much strength in advance and draw this strength from my word, for I speak to you so that you will become strong in faith and love, as well as full of strength, and will easily survive the approaching time of adversity. And thus you shall be lively, active in love and with a living faith, and nothing can cause you harm, no matter what happens. For then you will be closely united with me, and the certainty of my presence provides you with inner peace and complete lack of worry. The conviction of my presence will not let anxiety arise, and all difficulties will pass you by, even though for the sake of the human race they cannot be prevented. And regardless what the days will be like, they are still final blessings for you and your salvation of soul. For the soul can and still will mature, if only your will is good and directed towards me. Then I will take care that it will not fall prey to the enemy. I will take care that it will gain strength and always offer resistance when it is put under pressure by him. But you should still use the days remaining to you until the end. You should pay no attention to physical hardship but only ever consider the soul. For its salvation is at stake, and for the sake of its salvation my gifts of grace will increase as well and will not stop until the end. But you must be told that you don't have much time left until the end. You must be told that you ought to believe and prepare yourselves for the end, otherwise my word will touch your ear in vain and you won't utilize the exceptional gift of grace. And even if you find it difficult to believe, call upon me for strength and be willing to live and think according to my will, and I will support you and provide you with strength. I will guide your thoughts correctly, so that you will not go astray when the end has come. Simply direct your thoughts to me and you will not go lost, for then you will also learn to believe the closer it gets to the end. Make good use of your remaining time, gather strength by appealing to me in prayer for it and be helpful, and you will be able to await the end calmly, for I myself protect and guide you, I am present to you who love me and you will not lose your way. Amen.